The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today is the last day of September.
Good morning.
Last day of September, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And, Nathan, what special day is it today besides Block Stephen Day?
What just happened?
Wow. Yeah, I just blanked out, okay. Actually. I lost my entire thread. Hold on.
Oh, you lost your entire thread. Well, okay, so let's just move along then, all right, while we're doing that. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We have a little computer issue, or...
Oh,
let's just do the weather.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, sunny today with a high of 91, an overnight low of 64. Saturday calls for a high of 92, overnight lows of 62. And Sunday calls for 89 with mostly clear skies of overnight lows of 62. Monday, 90, and Tuesday, 91. We're so happy to have our weather when we look at what's happening across the country with Ivan the Terrible?
Ian the Terrible.
Oh, my gosh. I just turned on and looked and went, okay, so thank you so much. 91 today. So just know when you're out about this weekend, we have a beautiful, beautiful weekend here in Redding, California and in the North State. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Oh, okay. No, she just... Okay, what's going on? I was trying to plug in her computer, and the thing just, you know, it's a weird plug-in, but she did it in the first time.
All right.
Okay, hey, look, if it's Friday and if it's 7 o'clock in the morning, it's time for Katrina.
And our pet of the week with Heaven Humane. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? And you brought somebody besides your pet of the week, I think.
Yes, her good friend, Reed.
Yeah. Reed. Good morning, Reed.
Good morning.
Just pull that down there and talk into it.
Yeah, nice to meet you guys.
All right.
Is she now your assistant?
No, I'm not going to be here next week.
Reed's going to be here covering for you.
Yep.
Okay, got it. So you're going to kind of rest and recuperate from Bark, Wine, and Brew, huh?
Which is tomorrow night, by the way. Sold out. We're excited about that. Oh, yeah. I've got a little beautiful dog that's rubbing on my foot. All right, so tell us about who we have in today, and a picture will be up on the KCNR website.
Yeah, so we brought in with us Lady Bird. Lady Bird is an 8-year-old pit mix, and Carl, as you mentioned, she definitely looks like a mix. We don't know exactly what she's mixed with, but she's a really great dog. She's mostly black, but she has some white on her chest and some white on her feet. And she is just a really sweet, loving dog. She's so friendly with everybody she meets.
Well, she is, and she's not noisy, and she
She's mellow.
She's very mellow.
That's okay.
We should call her mellow yellow, except she's black.
She's already done this stuff, so now she can mellow out and be your pet.
Yeah.
And she's good on leash, and she's sweet. She smiles at you.
Yeah.
She has a great smile.
Yeah.
Go for little walks with you down the river trail.
She doesn't recoil at all.
Does she, like, lay up against you?
She does. She's quite a leaner.
She's a leaner.
I just felt her lean on my foot, you know, under the table. But, it was like welcoming.
Right now, because of the Bissell Foundation, is that started?
Yeah. So I'm really excited. So starting on the 1st, so starting on Saturday, we're participating in the Bissell Empty the Shelter promotion. We're doing that for 1 week. And what that means for you is that you can come into our shelter and adopt an animal for your family with no adoption fee. So that's dogs and cats, any age, there's no adoption fee. So we're very excited to be participating in this. So Lady Bird definitely counts.
How long does that Bissell, I'm sorry. I always think it's the Bristle products, but Bissell, okay.
Bissell vacuum cleaners.
I always thought that was Bristle.
Nope.
But it's Bissell. Okay. So it shows you how much I vacuum. Anyway, how long does that go to go?
That's a totally different show.
Yeah. Good. How long does that go to?
So this one is going to go for a week. So it starts on the 1st and goes until the 8th.
Okay.
So
all right.
From Saturday to Saturday.
So those that are listening, do we make appointments?
Yes, we do. Very important to make your appointment now because we do get very booked up very quickly during this promotion. So definitely give us a call at 530-241-1653 to schedule an appointment to come meet your new best friend.
Do you have, the shelter, do you have siblings?
We get siblings, mostly with kittens. Right. You know, we'll have, like, litters of kittens. Once in a while, we will have, you know, two dogs that came in together that are siblings, but it's a bit more rare.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So call the number, which is?
530-241-1653.
That's fantastic. This is a great time to, because it is cooler, and for you to bring a pet, and because it takes about how many, like 3 weeks to a month, really to acclimate an animal.
Exactly. It definitely takes some time to transition them into your home. Just because, you know, even if they're the most perfect pet for you, you know, they're still in a new environment and they still need time to get used to you and your routine and your home. So definitely be patient whenever you bring home a new shelter animal. Mm-hmm. They just need a little bit of time.
And my shoe is not a chewy toy, but that's your chewy toy over there. And you can't get mad because they don't know, you know, I mean, they can't. But they do, so that's wonderful. So what else do you have to add to this morning's segment?
Well, our Bissell is definitely, I'd say, one of the biggest events we have coming up, aside from Bark, Wine, and Brew. So if you are attending Bark, Wine, and Brew, it's going to be a really fun event, and we can't wait to see you there. And then I did want to mention with Lady Bird, you know, she is a little bit of an older gal. So she does have some skin issues, but she does seem to do really good with people of all ages. And definitely, if you have a dog already in your home, please bring them so that way they can meet as well before you adopt.
So I have a question. If somebody is adopting a pet that maybe has an issue, you do have, at one time, you had a vet there that can help with, okay, we're going to send you home with lotion or salve, or, you know, is that still, does that still apply?
Yes, it does. So any pet that you adopt from us, if they're on medications, we will send you home with some of their medications to get you started, and then you should be able to still get the medications through our vet hospital, but you do have to pay for them.
Oh, the Motley Crew just came in. Look at this. Look at this group. I don't know. We're going to be, we got a little rock band here that's going to be performing. And so,
when I'm hugging the dog right now.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. All right. Well, sounds great. I like to hear that because now it's for people who are maybe waiting for this time of year because they don't want to have 115 and a furry dog that they don't know whether they can take out because it's so hot. This is the perfect time.
Definitely, getting into a good season for adopting.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
You
betcha. All
right, betcha.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, we'll see you
That
then.
Is tomorrow night. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Sleep Number. And Sleep Number is, how much sleep should we be aiming for? I would say 10 hours a night. I'm not making it, though.
Seven is short. Well, I would say eight, nine. I think really for the health benefits of restoring your cells and replenishing your body of where it needs to be in order for it to rebuild is a good 8 to 9 hours.
School kids, 10 hours.
Woo.
Okay, school-age kids. Tweens and teens, 9 to 10 hours of rest each night. Parents need sleep, like 7 to 9 hours sleep.
Yeah.
All right. And did you know that people with the Sleep IQ Sleep Number bed attain an average of 30 minutes more restful, deep sleep during the night? And why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now, save 30% on Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Beds, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Now, this is subject to credit approval, of course. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. Now, my Sleep Number setting last night was 50. Linda's Sleep Number setting last night was
30.
I've been on that side since you came back.
Well, we had a pretty turbulent flight. It wasn't terrible. I mean, it could have been borderline nauseous.
Well, we were going through the unsettled weather of
right.
the Atlantic.
Right.
And when Hurricane Ian was down
about
there.
30 hours of travel time between yep. Italy and time changes and travel and connections and all that other stuff. So when we finally got home at 4 a.m., we turned a little TV on, went to sleep about 5 or 6. And boy, I tell you what, we could have bed worshiped for 2 days. I call it bed worshiping, actually.
Well, it's, anyway, for our Sleep Number bed, of course, it's great. And if you want to go try out the Sleep Number bed, head down to the Target Shopping Center where the Sleep Number store is. And it's kind of, you know, they've got a variety of beds in there for you to try out. So it's Sleep Number. 7:15 in the morning here and 70 degrees, and we'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
It's time for the Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. It's the return of beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the celebration of our people's culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. For information, call 242-4558 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other sponsors.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Wind River Resort and Casino with Primal Fighting Championship presents Fight Night.
Caged Inferno.
Extreme mixed martial arts stage fighting on Saturday, July 16th.
In the cage.
Full contact fighting. Tickets start at $35 plus fees. This intense action-packed event sells out. Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve a room in our hotel and purchase tickets. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. MMA fighting is heating up with Fight Night.
Caged Inferno.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's dish premier local retailer for well over 30 years that provides the best value service and technology in TV. It's a locally owned business owned by Doug Tooley. It's a veteran-owned business. Don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-3474. For any assistance you need in dish, including signing up for that. We've had it for, gosh, a decade. And I've had nothing but great service from Doug Tooley. And he's got a number of super deals for people that sign up. And so many, I can't even get into them right here. But B&T Satellite, don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-3474. Yeah, B&T Satellite.
All right, can we talk about...
Can we talk?
I want to... Well, because we've got, like, a wonderful group of musicians that just reminds me... I mean,
it's a boys band.
No, they're all individual artists, but yeah. I can't... I'm going to take pictures and post it on our site because they're, you know, they're pretty amazing. And one of them said, yes, ma'am. And I was like, military? No. Southern? Oh, somebody in my group said, yes, ma'am, and I looked at
him. Somebody in his family said, if you didn't, I'm going
to
smack you.
All right, so I want to talk about this a little bit, because when we would go up to Cedarville, when we do the Squirrel Wars, the skies up there were incredible, and we would see, you know, just, you know, that each one of those units that we would stay at had these outside hot tubs where the hot springs would come through. And we could be out there and look up into the blackest sky, because there was no light around, and watch what we thought were like moving planets or whatever. But come to find out, we also did this on the houseboat in,
moving planets?
Yeah, or moving stuff, you know, stars or whatever.
Well, it was,
and so when
usually
we,
satellites or space
exactly,
debris.
That's the point I'm
right.
getting to. So we did that also in Shasta Lake when we did, when Kevin let us go out with, the marina.
Yeah.
And we would sit on the top, and we would put it through our – we had a star planet kind of a thing on our cell phone. And so in the five things you need to know today, we're talking about space junk. Satellites that are no longer in service – I don't know how people are going to do this. Should be interesting. Must get out of the sky within 5 years to help decrease the amount of garbage – in Earth's orbit. The FCC announced in a new rule Thursday, hey, we can use that too. I'm sorry, guys. Our station went out for a minute because space junk was in the way. Anyway, this five-year timeline is far shorter than the long-standing rule of 25 years, which some critics say was too lax. The goal of this rule is to prevent the dangerous proliferation of junk and debris in space, the FCC said. Already, it's estimated that there are more than 100 million pieces of space junk traveling uncontrolled through the orbit, ranging in size from a penny to an entire rocket booster. Much of the debris, experts say, is too small to track and could cause collisions in space that could render future space exploration and satellite launches impractical and even impossible.
Well... Nick, what do you think about that? Hello, Nick.
Hey, good morning.
What do you think about that, about all the space junk up there?
Well, I think it's a problem, too. I go up in the middle of nowhere and watch the night sky, and it amazes people how much is up there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only going to get worse with Elon Musk and Starlink. I think he plans on putting 40 or 40,000 satellites up there, and that is going to mess up the telescopes that are trying from Earth that are trying to see what's going on out there in outer space.
Oh.
But that doesn't make much difference, because the James P. Webb telescope they just sent up, that's just bringing some phenomenal pictures back.
That is an incredible, you know, invention, that technology in the Webb telescope. I mean, it reaches out to so far beyond. Anyway, is that what you call for?
No. Besides the fact that we're going to have Jim Rickard on Poke the Hornet's Nest Sunday morning at 8, the reason I called is to bring to your attention about 5 years ago where you and Bob Bolangi and other people were making fun of us people that believed in the chemtrails, And I'd like you to look up in the sky. I haven't seen any this summer, and I wonder what's going on.
Because there's no such thing.
What do you mean there's no such thing?
There's no such thing as man-made chemtrails.
5 years ago, you were saying it was frozen water vapor coming.
That's right.
Well, where is it?
It's climate change.
Did the plane quit drop flying?
Climate change.
Nice try, Grandpa.
Oh, what do you mean? You wanted an answer. There you go. It's climate change. The Earth's warming.
You know, that's it. They were doing something up there.
They were not doing anything up there. You know,
not
you'll
anymore.
Never, you know what? Show me a picture, Nick. You know what? Show me a photo of one of those planes that's been going on for over 50 years. Millions of people, hundreds of thousands of people, billions of tons of this stuff, not one photo.
Yes, there is photos.
Oh, there is not a photo.
Absolutely.
They showed, you know what? The photos
I called to argue with you and get your blood pressure up. I hope you have a nice day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.
All righty. So.
Anyway. Okay. That was Holiday Harbor used to live.
Holiday Harbor. Well, that's our place to go. That's our place to go of choice. And Kevin, if you're listening, we miss you. And I'm just curious, maybe if you are listening, you can call in to let us know, because you used to be able to have the boats.
They're out now.
To the end of middle of October.
For locals, but they're pulling the boats now.
Yeah.
Because you know, they go back and refurbish.
I went annually with my girlfriends, and this year the water was so low. I didn't want to pressure because. No. But I would love to do that,
okay.
Especially now. Okay, one more thing. A growing number of retailers stuck with excess inventory are implementing cost-saving measures that could affect the way you shop. Some companies are so desperate to get rid of merchandise that they're telling customers to keep their returns. Others including...
Oh, well, you know what? That happened with me. I ordered a book, and they sent me the wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is the wrong book. And they said, just keep it. You know, it was out of Amazon because it was too... It was, keep the book. It's just, you know, we don't want to pay
I know.
Shipping.
Well, here's the story. Others include H&M are gearing up to test return fees in some markets to dissuade shoppers from bringing back certain items. So I just think that's super interesting. We're in strange times, of course, with a hurricane.
But let me tell you
and
something
shipping
else.
And some of the catastrophe.
But let me tell you this other thing is, we bought a product, a steamer, which we're not sure we burn it out in Europe or what. It ceased to work.
It worked here.
It worked here.
And we did.
And it did blow out lights in Europe. You know, we had the adapter on.
Yeah,
anyway,
we did have the adapter.
So when we came back, it's not working. It's not. So we're sending it back. Mm-hmm. And as soon as it hit our mail biz, which
we
is up there,
them.
A great place. You know what? If you're looking for a place to take care of your mailing needs, and
I mean anything. They take care of you.
These are just outstanding ladies up there, and they own the business. So we take it
it's
up.
Almost like concierge.
She says, I said, here's the thing on it. You know, the return label.
Mm-hmm.
And on my phone, she goes, okay, let me have your phone. And so she does something in there. She says, this way we can send it back for you. Before I got home, you know, then they did it and they put it in the system.
Mm-hmm.
Before I was home, I had an email from Amazon.
Company.
Well, it was from Amazon. We got out from Amazon that it returned how much I paid for it, put it back on my credit card that was there the next day.
All right. That's
now, there's
service.
Another company called Bluffworks. If you're looking for travel clothing, and a lot of people travel, I don't mean overseas or anything, but if you're traveling, you're looking for clothing that doesn't wrinkle, and it's well-made, you can go to Bluffworks. Well, I committed the ultimate sin on this, and I scorched a part of the poor part.
He ironed his clothes before he put them away just to see how everything looked because
yep.
we were going to a
anyway,
wedding.
Anyway, so I scorched a part of it. So I called Bluffworks, and I said, look, I want to tell you, this is my fault. And I talked to a guy named Robert, and I told him what I had done. I said, but there wasn't anything in there to say how to take care of it,
right.
You know, of the coat. Now, as he pointed out during the conversation, well, it's on the website, but there should be something
right.
in there that
there was
comes
nothing
with it.
On the garment whatsoever.
So what he says is, I tell you what, why don't you return that? And we have some in stock. We're going to send you a new one. And And they didn't have to do this. This is called BluffWorks, and I totally recommend. And the code is just really, really nice. And
you wore it in Rome with the anyway,
and with the scorch mark, and the but as soon as I put it into the mail, same place, mail biz, and they scanned it in there, I get an email, and the other one's on its way.
Jeez.
So these are two things that happen, and you think about national companies and all this, but
customer service. Bluff,
it's called BluffWorks. They have clothing for men and women. You can put it in your suitcase, bring it back out. Mm-hmm. It's washable. So it's very usable. I know this is kind of like a commercial for them, but their customer service is just outstanding. All right. We got to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. 15 years they've been here in Reading, and since the day they started, they've been helping move local dreams forward. We do our banking with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're very happy with them. They've got 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 1 in Anderson, and 2 right here in town. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And we'll be right back with the gang.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan Puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Is that you guys?
It's my song, yeah.
It's Lilo.
I love that. Wait, turn it up. Who's singing along in the background vocals?
So Davey did the BGV's background vocals on this song.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're here.
I got chills.
As you know, Liam is our producer, but Liam, this is just a small part of what Liam does. Liam does everything, but he's a member of a band called Calvin Sunday. And let me go around here and let's start with Brighton. Brighton, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, and where are you from?
I'm from York, Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yeah, just a little too far away from home, I guess you could say.
Okay.
Well, close to Allison Park?
I'm unaware.
Okay, Allison.
Sure.
Well,
York, Pennsylvania is... it's a nice old town there,
it's
or
beautiful.
Larger.
Yeah. Absolutely stunning. I miss the hills.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay, we're going to move over to Davey. Good morning, Davey.
Good morning.
And you're from?
I'm from, originally South Africa. My whole family's from South Africa.
Okay.
But, otherwise, I'm from here. I've been living here since 2008, so most of my life.
Most of your life?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
American accent.
I know. Man, I wish.
Can't you drop back into South Africa, though, when you have to?
No, I can't. I wish I could. I would be way cooler if I did, but I don't.
So there you go. You have some of those vocals and an ear for those vocals from where you were raised.
Yes. It's all for my parents.
Totally. Cool. That's so exciting. Okay.
Now let's move that over to...
the man who said, yes, ma'am, and I am still...
Fordrian?
Yes, sir, Fordrian.
Is that close?
Good. Fordrian, Adrian, it's preference.
Close.
Yeah.
It's fine. And where are you from?
Amarillo, Texas.
There's the VS, ma'am.
Amarillo by morning.
All right, cool. Oh, so what was your musical upbringing?
Let's see. I listened to a lot of music, but I didn't start like actually producing music until like I was a sophomore. Whenever I got out of wrestling, it was an AV class I actually started, had like garage band and stuff, and I just kind of picked up and started taking it serious, producing. I think 2 years ago, and then really started like putting lyrics on stuff like about more than a year ago. So like rapping and singing all that has probably been about a year and 4 months. And then, now I'm over here, so it's working out pretty good.
All right, cool.
Great.
So we're going to go through our next guy over here.
Makai.
Okay.
There we go.
All right, Makai, put that microphone up. There you go, buddy.
Up closer.
Okay, so I'm going to produce you guys this morning.
On?
Okay, so, Makai, where are you from?
I was born in San Diego, but I went to high school here.
So.
Born in San Diego,
yeah.
But you were...
high school spent over here. Then moved to Southern California at, like, 17.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
So
now,
you guys,
is anybody in here old enough to buy a firearm? You have to be 21.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. We got a couple 21.
All of us, right? All of us.
Yeah,
all of us.
Not me.
Okay.
All right, so
now, Liam, we got to get Liam in here, even though people know who Liam is. But
yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
tell us about awesome. your musical background.
Going. Well, yeah. So I went to RSA growing up. It's kind of where like I started making music. It originally started with drumming, but over time I just picked up instruments. And then I decided at some point that I wanted to, like, write music. And then shortly thereafter I met Davey. And that's when we were, like, at an old studio. Anyways, but I don't know. I just kind of find myself here now surrounded by people I love.
I love that. Okay,
art,
so we know that, Liam, we've talked about you, and I've interviewed you before on my show. We played some tracks. I don't think I heard that song.
No.
All right. So, because that is a total, like, movie soundtrack.
Thank you.
It's just right there. It's so fresh. My question then is that you guys all come in and you've been up till 3 o'clock in the studio. You're all fresh eyed, totally present. You're totally present. There's none of this. There's no attitude, which I love. You know, you guys are present and with like appreciation.
Thank you.
And I feel that honesty from you. It's very infectious. My question is that each one of you, someone's got their cell phone on. I hope it's not me. You're talking about producing. Did you all come together? You've got like this artist coalition that you've come together where you've traveled and you all get together and you write and you have this symposium kind of things that you do. Did you How did you come about discovering that? Did somebody create it from this group? There's three questions here. And then let's talk about the upcoming date that you're doing. But let's figure out how you all came together.
So I'm kind of like the leader of the group, even though, so we're not actually a band, we're an artist collective, which is kind of a weird concept for a lot of people who aren't in music to kind of comprehend or understand, because there's not a lot of them. But we're basically, a collective isn't necessarily a band, but it's a group of artists that all kind of work together, and we pool our resources, we work on each other's music, we all just help grow each other and mold each other into, you know, the artists that we're supposed to be. But I kind of started getting everybody together because I owned a studio in town. Because I grew up here, and like I wanted to make music so bad, and I was so alone. There was like no other artists in, like, up in Northern California, and I was like, I know that there's other kids like me that want to make music. So we started a studio in town called X3, and that's kind of where I started meeting everybody. It was just, I tried
okay,
to like,
what's the name of the studio again?
It was X3. It's X3. No longer a thing anymore.
Oh, okay, got it.
But yeah, I started meeting like other artists, and that's where I met these guys. And then we started doing trips out to just random places. So the first trip was Joshua Tree. Joshua Tree. And I invited good. Kind of like all my best friends from the studio, who like we all kind of meshed the best. And we went out to Joshua Tree and made an album. Like we weren't even
an
planning on doing
incredible album.
An incredible album. And that was when like we were driving back from Joshua Tree, and we were like, this, like, we need to be something. We need to be whatever this is. It's something. Like, we stumbled upon something, and we just need to do it justice. So that's kind of where Calvin Sunday came from, and since then we've kind of just been working together on everything and going wherever the wind takes us, you know. So.
Well, you have a show coming up. I mean, I know. I'm sorry. I was okay. Let me just get this out. You have a show coming up, and because Liam is here,
we can't
hear
talk
about it
though.
But it's sold out.
It's sold out.
It's kind of almost like an underground thing that is literally underground. And you, so where did following begin?
I'm trying to even think about it. I think also the show, the hype for the show came from the hype that every single artist individually, like everybody, Liam has his own fans, like Lilo, and they're coming for Lilo. Brighton's got his own fans, they're coming for Brighton. I've got my own fans, they're coming for me. And like, it's just kind of all this, it's the same thing as like what I was saying with the music collectives. We're just pooling our resources. Let's do a show, and then all our fans get to come and see it. So we've all been working on our own branding and, you know, gaining more fans, and this is kind of the, I guess we were like sowing, and now this is what we're reaping, what we've sown over the past couple of years.
The best way to give back to,
it's a way to give back to each everybody. So,
you know, seeing the five of you, and when you're talking like a coalition, a collaborative here. So when you do your music, though, when you have your concert, it's not like there's all five of you on the stage at one time, is there?
No,
because everybody has their own genre, I would assume. And what are the instruments that you all use?
Voice. Just a whole lot of voice.
Well, I know that, but I mean, are you playing instruments at all? Or are there background tracks? So, or how's that work?
So I create most of the background tracks, and then Liam is someone who, he kind of, like, when we first started, what did you play? Like, ukulele and drums, basically? Yeah, well, I've played drums, piano, and guitar the whole time. Okay, he plays a lot of different things. So he's a multi-instrumentalist, I'm a multi-instrumentalist. He plays guitar and drums. So we all kind of have musical backgrounds, and collectively we all kind of play everything. So all our backtracks are made by us. We make the instrumentals, and so I play piano, guitar, bass, drums, everything.
So then when you're singing, you're playing to the background tracks that you've laid down.
That we made, yeah.
That you've laid down. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. And the only reason I know about that is Linda.
So you guys, so let's talk about like what the opening moment. I like to, you know, I'm all about the visual. Does somebody MC and talk about, how do you begin?
At the show.
Opening scene.
So, frankly, like, there's so much going on. I don't even think we know how the show is going to look yet.
No, we do. We're organized.
Yeah, we got it together.
Y'all show up at the same time.
Somebody move back, and then it's your moment to play three of your numbers, and then somebody steps up and then steps in to sit into the drums while the other guy goes back here, and then he's got his music, and is anybody kind of saying, Who's the name?
There's an MC.
There's
an MC, and he's going to be introducing everybody. And then
love it.
each of us, when we go up, will probably reintroduce ourselves or, you know, however our style of performance is. But, yeah, we have an MC that's going to kind of walk everybody through and be like, this is what's going on.
Wow.
Like, set change. And then we have, you know, a DJ that's going to be playing in between if someone needs to set up, you know, drums. I know that you've got, Liam's got some really cool, like, live instrumental, like, what, a trombone solo?
Yeah, I'm going to have a, I'm gonna have a trombone
solo. He's going to have a trombone solo during his. So, like, things like that take a little bit more work to kind of set up. So, in between that, we have an MC.
Right.
Okay, well, look, we're here with Calvin Sunday, a group of young men.
A collective.
A collective.
Of five darling musicians.
Thank you. And we got to take a quick break here so that we can continue to interview them. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst has been doing this for a few decades, and nobody's better at repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He doesn't take any chances on your safety. If it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He guarantees his work for life. And if you want to have a free inspection and analysis, take it on down to his shop at 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back with Calvin Sunday.
Fall plant sale is coming up Saturday, October 1st. Both members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
By 2030, it is estimated that there will be 71 million people aged 65 years old and older in America. As the number of older Americans increases, so will the number of caregivers needed to provide care. According to PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, caregiver burnout can occur. Be aware of the warning signs. Emotional and physical exhaustion. Withdrawal from friends, family, and other loved ones. Loss of interest in activities which you previously enjoyed. Changes in appetite, weight, or sleep patterns. Getting sick more often. Feelings of alienation, helplessness, or hopelessness. Excessive use of alcohol, medications, or sleeping pills. Feeling stressed in a patient's presence. If you recognize the warning signs, contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 530-842-1687 for your free caregiver support books. Call 530-842-1687 or visit our website at psa2.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale is coming up Saturday, October 1st. Both members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, and our guests today are Calvin Sunday, and who did that one? Who's that?
That's also me.
One and only Liam, and we played that on our show, because I recall that.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Calvin Sunday is a group of young men, and we've got five of them here, but there's like eight of them. One's flying in from Oklahoma. Yeah. One's flying in from Oklahoma. Another one's from
Nashville.
And
we're from all over.
Yeah, they're from all over. And of course, and they've all and they're this Calvin Sunday is kind of a collaborative of great musicians, great young musicians. And so it's not your typical band of eight people standing up there in front of you. They play individually. But together, they work together to make the music. So, Makai, how did you get into this?
I started making music because I got grounded. And
nice.
When you are 15 and you get your phone taken away and you're stuck in your room, you're like, let's get creative. So I took my mom's piano and learned how to make music.
How'd you get grounded?
We don't want to go there. Because I've been grounded before. I've been grounded before my senior year in high school for 60 days, so I know exactly what he's talking about.
When she takes your whole summer away, you know you got to figure something out.
Yeah. Raps.
Okay.
I blame a girl.
Okay.
And Fordrian.
Let's see. How did I start? So I started studio back in Amarillo last year, and it was going pretty good, but then things were just ready to go, so I kind of moved over here. That's basically my starting, like, music, getting into it, is, like, when I had a studio last year.
Uh-huh.
Got to meet a bunch of artists, got to produce for a lot of people, mix for a lot of people. It's basically my intro. Oh, well, I guess before that, there was a group of friends that I had that we just kind of got together because I was making beats, and then they would just, like, rap on them, and we would just put them out into the public, and they just started working like crazy. We just started getting, like, crazy followings in our city, and... Yeah, that's basically my start, stepping into, like, music.
Okay.
You're the beat guy. Yeah.
And Davey.
Crazy beats.
And Davey.
Cool.
You're kind of like the start of this, so the whole group, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So how'd you get into this?
I've always done music. My parents started me on violin when I was, like, four, and then piano when I was six, and then... You know, I taught myself guitar. So music's always been, like, a part of me. But the main thing is, like, I think that kept me really going. And, like, when I started writing my own songs, I was on a plane from Nashville back to Reading. And I wrote, like, a song in the plane with my dad. And I was like, oh, my goodness, like, I love this. This is so good. Like, it just feels right.
So your dad was into music, too, man.
Yeah, he was into music. He's a doctor, actually. But he just loves music. My mom's super musical. They just love music. And so they always had me in it and then encouraged me. And I started writing my songs, and I loved it. And it was kind of, it just felt like this is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I need to do. And it's also, it was like therapy for me. It's like I couldn't, you know, I was a little weirder of a kid, didn't really fit in at school. And I was like, I don't know how to process my emotions, right? We're like all going through our hormone changes and everything. And we're like super emotional. And I was like,
I can't get through my emotions. And so I would write how I'm feeling and in songs, and it actually helped me to get through a lot of things. It's kind of like therapy, because when you write a song, you're thinking through multiple sides of an issue that you're the topic, right? You're thinking, like, how can I portray this topic? And so in doing, you know, heartbreak, you have to look through yourself in order to write about it. And so for me, it was just a massive therapy thing.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
Music is okay. So cathartic. I mean, it's your therapist. Yes. It really is.
Okay, yeah. Let's move down. We've talked to Liam so many times. Let's go down to Brighton.
Oh.
So how'd you get into a Brighton?
Oh, my goodness. Basically, my older brother, he was a worship leader for, like, a few years, and I was about, like, 14 or 15, and he came into my room, and he was like, homie, I need a drummer. and I was like, all right, word. And then I played drums for about 6-7 years, just at different churches and stuff growing up. And he just got me really, really involved. Like, that's kind of how I just, like, picked up music theory. But eventually, like, I moved out here. I had a terrible breakup. Was an absolute just bedridden. It was terrible. And what happened was, like, my older brother, he put me onto, like, some chords on the guitar, so I just started playing the guitar, like, a lot. And I, like, sat just in my room, and I would play some songs, and I started to write songs for the first time. And I started to, like, show some of my friends my songs, and then somebody brought one of my songs to David, which basically ended up with me getting in contact with Davey, because Davey was like, bro, this is late. Like, let's work together, all this. So ever since then, I've just kind of been locked in.
So, okay, and Liam, give us a quick one on you, because we talked to you a lot.
Firstly,
I just want to say, like, Brighton's writing is, like, so raw, and, it just, like, it's amazing.
Like, it's for everyone.
Okay, now how did you all find each other?
Bro, I mean, love
you all
are
totally different. No, no, and I loved seeing this from a group of guys. See, I can empathize with this, and I can identify with this. A group of young men that are together with one mission in their life.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so I've seen this throughout my life in a different context.
So, I mean, we all came together through, like, different avenues. The only thing we really had in common is that, like, we all had a
and bored and we cool. Yeah.
We all had a passion for music, and we were working, like, really hard to get to where we wanted to be. And so for a lot of us, we just connected over that. And that was kind of, like, the starting point.
Okay.
So, like, you have drive, I have drive. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, I like exactly. it. Because when you're into the studio at 3:00 in the morning, you stay until you get it done.
Exactly.
And a lot of people don't understand. You don't get home at 5:00 for dinner. Yeah. I'm sorry. We're in the middle of something, and the vibe is now we're staying till we're exhausted.
No 9-to-5 is 24/7.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh.
I need that as a bumper sticker.
Yes.
Okay, now. Let's talk a little bit about your concert.
Calvin Sunday, yes,
Calvin
amen.
Sunday and your concert that nobody can go to now. Because
No. Hey, they can. I actually think that we should speak on this. They can. The thing is, first come, first serve. So if you get there before everyone, because it's a free show. There's no tickets. It's just if you get there, you get there. If you don't, you don't.
There's no tickets. There's a list, though.
So there is a list.
The list is at capacity. That's why it's sold out, is because it's... Technically is, but
we
did it for free.
More, but
yeah, we're not. So,
so what time said the show begins?
7:00
is when doors open. I would recommend getting there around 6:30.
Yeah, hey.
And then 8:00 is when the music starts.
Where?
The Cellar Studios, 1347 Tehama Street. So it's right
it's
actually
right
around the corner.
We have no idea where it is. I get it's an underground thing. It's a big secret. We
can't
love
find it.
I want to. I actually want to shout out the venue. They're amazing.
Yeah.
Benji Thompson is the guy
Benji.
Who owns it, and he had the idea and told me, like, let's do this, and I was
all
like,
right.
Let's do it. So,
great, you guys.
This is going to be a full house. It's underground.
You're wonderful, by the way.
Thank you. You know what? It's really fun talking to you all.
Thanks, Liam, for bringing him on.
Yeah. Even though you're up till 3 in the morning and having the seeing what's going on. Plus, you know, I'm basing my views on you all from Liam.
Liam, right?
And he's a stand-up guy and a great young man. And it seems like y'all travel together in those groups.
Yeah.
So the greatest luck to all of you all.
Yeah.
And,
thank you, thank you.
And I hope to have y'all back on again,
okay.
too.
I love
yes.
it.
Yeah, of course. Okay, right. everybody. It's going to be, it's all types of music. You've been listening to it in our bump music. So if you think it's just going to be headbanger stuff, I think you would be disappointed.
Yeah.
Maybe some of that, but I doubt it.
It's all everything.
It's
so
everything.
Thank you so much.
It's just good music.
Yeah, feel good stuff. Music.
Okay. No, well, that's good. God knows we need it.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Okay, here we're going to take a break. And we come back from the news, we'll be with One Safe Place.
Okay, now. Coastal South Carolina is watching and waiting for Hurricane Ian. Landfall expected early this afternoon near Charleston. The storm will come ashore during high tide, which could magnify the impact of its heavy rains, high winds, and storm surge. Georgia, North Carolina, and Southern Virginia are also bracing themselves. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says progress is being made as his state starts down the long road to recovery. For one thing, DeSantis says more and more gas stations are reopening.
It's just a matter of the gas stations need to have power to be able to operate. And if they have a certain number of pumps, they're required to have a generator. I was in Lee County yesterday, actually saw, you know, some of the larger gas stations were operating. So that's a good sign.
1.9 million utility customers still without power. DeSantis says repair crews have fanned out across the storm-stricken areas to get the lights back on. And so far, 1,100 miles of roads cleared of debris and reopened. Although Vladimir Putin is formally claiming four more areas of Ukraine as part of Russia, the BBC's Hugo Bishega says Ukrainians don't see it that way.
This morning we had an update that the Ukrainians seem to be going ahead with their plan to encircle the city of Liman in the Donetsk region. This is a key city for the Russians because it's a major hub for the Russians to resupply troops in the east.
Congress moving quickly to avoid a government shutdown at midnight. The Senate has passed a short-term spending bill funding federal agencies into mid-December. The House expected to follow suit later in the day. That legislation also provides more money for Ukraine. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 22 points. The Nasdaq ahead, 80. More on these stories, townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
A California senior care home is being sued after a resident's poisoning death.
93-year-old Trudy Maxwell was one of three people hospitalized after accidentally being served dishwashing liquid instead of drinking juice at the Atria Park Senior Living Facility in San Mateo. The lawsuit contends that the liquid was more toxic than Drano and destroyed her digestive tract. The facility says a staff member filled a pitcher with liquid dishwashing detergent that has a nearly identical consistency and color to cranberry juice with the intention of dispensing the liquid into a commercial dishwashing machine. The facility says that another staff member picked it up, mistaking it for juice, and served it to three residents. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Finland's border with Russia has been closed to Russians with tourist visas. The move comes as young men flee Russia, trying to escape Putin's Ukraine war draft. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A cutting-edge Navy vessel is about to set sail, finally.
The U.S. Navy's most advanced aircraft carrier is set to embark on its first deployment following years of delays and problems with its new technology. The Navy says the USS Gerald R. Ford is scheduled to cruise into the Atlantic Ocean on Monday from its base in Norfolk, Virginia. The Ford's carrier strike group will join warships from other NATO countries that include France, Germany, and Sweden. The ships will train and perform various exercises together, such as anti-submarine warfare. Keith Peters reporting.
South Korean, U.S., and Japanese warships launching their first trilateral anti-submarine drills in 5 years. The exercises come after North Korea renewed its missile testing this week. It was an apparent response to bilateral training by South Korean and American forces. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And it is the 30th, the last day of September. And Nathan, I'm just, you know, I have you and Liam working to kind of keep that under control. And look what you've done. You've turned it loose.
Oh, you know. Okay. You know what time it is, though? It's Friday.
It's Friday.
At 8 a.m. We have our market time.
Ooh, with Susan Eastman.
So, Susan, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Stocks are trying to find their footing this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 49 points at 29,275. The S&P 500 is up 19 points at 3,660. And the NASDAQ Composite gaining 86 points at 10,824. Three actively traded stocks this morning. Carnival Cruise Lines down $1.73 at $7.43, which is a new 52-week low. Apple down 41 cents, trading at $142.12. Advanced Micro Devices up $1.37 at $65.51 per share. Stocks of local interest, PepsiCo down 43 cents at $166.18. AT&T off 7 cents, trading at $15.45. Verizon down 22 cents at $38.40. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 3.74%. And over to commodities, gold is up $11 an ounce at $1,678. Silver up 30 cents at $19.21 per ounce. And good old crude oil is priced at $80 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Stifel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Art, don't go anywhere yet. Stifel, Susan Eastman is the First Vice President of Investments. And so, Susan, you've been riding the wave of this market?
Yes. September was almost all down, except for the end of the month right here. But we don't know where we end up. It's very volatile. But there's awfully good pricing, and you would want to just be very selective and be patient and think about long-term, because we might have a few more variations.
And it's kind of like the Hurricane Ian of stock market investment. <huh? laughs>
But that's why you have your market expert, and
like Susan
Eastman. And we highly recommend, if you're looking to invest, to take your portfolio and have her look at it, give Susan a call at 244-7199, or you can email her at eastmans@stifel.com. That's S-T-I-F-E-L. com. We so much appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. So let's talk about the weather here. She's fantastic. I missed her anyway. Sunny today with a high of 91, overnight lows of 64. Saturday calls for sunny with a high of 92. Saturday night, 62. And we know that the powwow is going on this weekend at the fairgrounds.
Tonight at 7 p.m., I'll be there with Tom Snook, and we're going to be out there at the grand entry at 7 p.m. It's free. They're going to have nations from literally all over the United States and Canada will be out there performing tonight.
So bring a sweater, because the overnight lows are 64 tonight. Saturday calls for, again, 92 and overnight lows of 62, and Sunday, 89. So we're getting in those lower registers, 62 Monday. We think of 90 being in a lower register, and Tuesday 91. So that's the forecast here for the weather. And the weather is brought to you by our business in Anderson that have been supporting KCNR with our weather update. That is Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, senior and veteran discounts.
Better known business. Okay. With us today, of course, is One Safe Place, Rebecca Bear. And she brought with her...
Jessica Stork.
Jessica Stork.
Jessica is Children's Services liaison. We're going to be talking about Domestic Violence Month, and you also have another title beyond that, but I didn't write that part down because we're going to be talking about the adverse situations of what happens, and I thought it was interesting.
In domestic violence.
Right, because Rebecca was saying beforehand, and this is true, all of this, is that sometimes in relationships you think we got to stay together for the kids.
Well,
we have to stay together for the kids. And you're going to discuss or share with our listeners this morning just how adverse that can be in the development of a child when this goes on.
Yes, absolutely. That pull to want to stay together as a family with children is really difficult for a lot of people that are struggling with domestic violence. But in all actuality, it's a lot better to come from a broken home rather than live in a broken home. Exposure to domestic violence is extremely impactful to all children of to all children, and believe it or not, the younger the child, the more impactful it is in the long run. A lot of people are under the assumption that children that are infants, toddlers, because they don't have any active memories of the events that they witnessed or were around, won't be impacted by it. But there have been studies that have found that they're more severely impacted.
Yeah, I really think, too, that I'm learning so much. As you guys know, I'm pretty new here. And as I dig into these research studies and these statistics about the impacts of children, I really have just been incredibly blown away by what we find out. And so the work that Jessica does to help educate is so, so important. And in all the statistics, I know we don't want to bombard people with statistics and numbers, but... we're going to talk about
important.
Some of that. Yeah,
I really do think it's important sometimes, just like we had Susan Eastman talking about where stock is with a number. I think sometimes the number sticks with people as like something that could blow their mind with not realizing what that means. So go ahead with the statistics for us. We can do that.
Okay. The biggest indicator that a person will be involved in domestic violence as an adult is if they were exposed as a child. So the current statistics that we have is 1 out of 3 children who are exposed will become a victim at some point in their adult life, and 1 out of 3 will become a perpetrator at some point in their adult life. For boys who witness domestic violence, they are 10 times more likely to be the perpetrator against their female partners based on their own exposure. And for girls, believe it or not, they are 6 times more likely to be sexually abused if they witness domestic violence as a child.
That's interesting because, okay, we're talking about also as children develop their brains. And if you're, like, just say, for instance, so let's leave the domestic violence for a minute and see if you're from a war-torn country. What your brain is capable of assimilating through your body as you're exposed to horrific situations. So, like, what it is to cancel out, what it is to forget, what it is to have these pockets of memory. Then you try to have a relationship, and you think, let's say, in the domestic violence, if you grew up with that, that that's perfectly acceptable behavior because that's what you've seen, that you don't know any different.
Yeah, absolutely. When people look, when people are getting into relationships, the things that feel like home feel normal. In fact, there are more people who are exposed to domestic violence and who have high ACE scores, which are considered adverse childhood experiences. They're more likely to actually marry people that, for example, struggle with alcoholism. That's one statistic that I find really interesting. In fact, they're actually more... they're more likely to actually marry an alcoholic rather than become an alcoholic themselves based on their own trauma and experiences. The things that many people would pick up as red flags and indicators of, you know, potential violence can seem normalized if they come from a home where that behavior has been deemed okay. You know, that's what they saw growing up. That's how they saw their parents interact or one of their parents interacting with their partners.
So is there like something like, let's say along the lines of when some people would say, oh, he is boring or she is boring because they're normal. And that is just because they're so used to having these highs and lows in their life, they need to be with somebody who's erratic or an alcoholic or has these highs and lows. They're attracted to that. That means love or life.
Yeah, so I've definitely come across people who, because of the way that their brain is wired, they are more likely to be drawn into chaotic relationships, chaotic situations. And it does require a lot of support to unlearn those things because it all comes down to the way your brain develops. For example, children who are exposed to domestic violence, they tend to have a smaller hippocampus, and that's the area of the brain related to learning and memory formation. So it's going to be impactful of the way that they make their choices. Also, their interior insula and the amygdala is also really affected, and that's also the part of the brain that it also processes some emotions, memory, and fear, but it also is the part of the brain that gets triggered when people go into fight or flight. So for someone who has grown up in a chaotic environment where there has been domestic violence, they tend to react more strongly to things that they perceive as a threat, things that, you know, people might not like, but, you know, they deal with it, they cope with it, they move on. For them, they might have more strong reactions.
Interesting. Okay, does any of this, like, pique your interest?
Well, the thing that I notice is the fact that we all know that domestic violence is a circle, that when you're raised with domestic violence, you think that that's okay because that's all you know. But I am one that also believes that we are, you know, rational thinking creatures. And you know that beating up somebody, your child, is wrong. You just know it's wrong. And that to kind of like, oh, well, you've got to understand is that, you know, this, you know, he watched his father beating up his mother, so it's okay to, for him to beat up his wife. It's like pedophilia. You know it's not right, even if you are a that's happened to you. So, but there's got to be a way, though, that is that if when we catch them when they're younger, is to try it and show to those kids that this is not something that's right. But, you know, again, people know the difference between right and wrong. And when you ask somebody this, somebody that's an abuser, and say, don't you know you're not supposed to do that? What's their answer? And you can give me that right after this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Estate Granite is a company that was started by Mike Huber well over 20 years ago. And he has a view, an eye for perfection. He's an artist when it comes to working with granite or marble or slate or tile. If you have an idea about how you want your kitchen to look like, sit down with Mike for a free consultation, and he's going to make your dream come true. And this is how good Mike Huber is. Give him a call at 530-241-STONE or look his website up at estategranite.com. Like I said, he works by appointments only, so call him for that consultation. It's a better-known business, and he's a good guy. We'll be right back.
I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 8:21 in the morning. About 72 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, Linda. One of your favorite places. Yeah. They have Native American jewelry. They have state jewelry. They have stuff they've designed themselves. They've got the only watch repairman in the whole area is there. They can get batteries fixed, jewelry refastened, all of those things.
Good place.
Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We're here with Rebecca Bear and Jessica Stork from One Safe Place. We're talking about October is Domestic Violence Month.
Humor. Also, Carl. It is National Love People Day. So.
It's National Love People Day.
I like that.
That's cool. We've had a love fest here this morning.
Yeah.
Jessica, when we left, I asked you, hey, you know, I'm big into thinking that adults are responsible. You know, they've got logic. How do they, when you're dealing with people that beat up their kids or their wives, when you confront them with this, and where is their sense of responsibility? How do they react?
So oftentimes there's a lot of different reactions depending on the situation. I've found that there are certain things like addiction or mental health that can be intertwined with domestic violence. And when that is intertwined, I oftentimes hear, oh, it's the alcohol, it's the drugs, it's my mental health that is causing this. It tends to be an excuse. Other times, people that are perpetrators of domestic violence will say, oh, I have anger issues. I can't control myself. And all of those things tend to be excuses. And that's how they like to describe why they did what they did. But when presented with the information, they do know what they did was wrong. And they're ashamed of the impact that it has on their children. But at the end of the day, many of them still rely on those excuses. And one difficult thing about
what is the main excuse?
Oftentimes it's either anger issues or blaming it on something else. It's blame shifting.
It's not my fault I slapped my wife and kids around. You know what? They talked back to me. They know better.
Yeah, I was raised that way, so I don't know any different.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just BS.
All right, but we're here to
I don't care. I do not care. I realize what, in one safe place, you all are carrying the load here.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, hopefully that if somebody's going to commit domestic violence on their kids or their spouse, and this could be either way, man or woman, there's got to be something there. How about a timeout for 90 days in jail? I mean jail.
Well, let's talk about, you know, Jessica, you mentioned that you like to arm clients. I wrote that down. With information, such as?
So I think it's really important that clients recognize that what has happened in the past, the exposure that their kids have witnessed to domestic violence, it can't be changed. But they have the power to make future decisions or decisions in the moment that can positively impact their future. So I like to give them protective factors is what I like to call them. Things that they can do to create a healthy environment for their children to develop and to create an environment of safety in the home. Really, the ultimate goal is to find healthy ways to help their children cope with the memories and emotions that they went through with that exposure to domestic violence. And the sooner parents are able to implement these tools, the more likely their child is to grow up to be a really healthy and competent adult. Some of those things that I do talk with my clients about is I think that support is really the key factor here, positive support. So, for example, getting their children connected to a positive support network of adults in their life, trusted adults, people that are good influences, people who are going to be there when if something does happen in the future, or if the child is going through the reactions from what they've experienced, because even after the domestic violence has happened, there are still effects that child might be experiencing, such as, for example, low self-esteem. Low self-esteem itself is the common denominator in a household with domestic violence. It's something the victim, the perpetrator, and all of the children experience. So just creating that good, healthy support system of adults is just an important factor in creating an environment of safety for that child.
How do you, because there's the big word shame, which really revolves around being in a very secretive, like everything's fine at your house, but there's a shame and there's a hiding it. And how do you get children to come forward because maybe the parents can't?
So I think one of the key factors there is getting them in an environment where they feel safe, because oftentimes shame is something that they feel when they're in that environment, when they're around their parents. They know, don't talk about this. We don't talk about this. You know, we keep that in the family. Mm-hmm. That's our business. But being able to create an environment where they do feel safe with a trusted adult can get them to open up about how they're feeling, what's going on at home, and how it's been impacting them.
Do you have teachers? Are there training that goes on with teachers to look for things? And how? What would be like the three top things that we would look for with children in any kind of environment?
So I think that a lot of teachers are trained on certain signs to look out for, and they're mandated reporters, which is really helpful in being able to get services to families. Mm-hmm. Depending on the age of the children, some things that might be standing out are things like withdrawn behavior. Maybe the child used to be outgoing, and all of a sudden they are withdrawn. They're not spending time with their friends. Other things might be the child is coming to school and they're not being taken care of. You know, they're in dirty clothing. They didn't bring any food and it's been going on for a while. Or other things such as, again, low self-esteem. You know, having that sudden shift, low self-esteem affecting their ability to interact with their peers, their ability to interact positively with the curriculum.
All right. Okay. Well,
you know, this is a problem that faces a number of people throughout the United States. We don't have the corner on the market up here. But one of the reasons that when people see the statistics of domestic violence in Shasta County or child abuse is that we've got an organization like you all that takes us serious. Our community takes us seriously. Our teachers are trained. Police are trained. EMTs are trained on what to be looking for. And so they're, you know, I mean, they're going for it, where you'll have counties with many more people, but their statistics are lower. And I would hazard a guess it's because they don't have organizations like we have here that would take it seriously. So that's ignored.
Yeah, I think the one thing that is really important to know and to remember is that domestic violence does not discriminate. It really does slice through all socioeconomic races, cultures, all of the factors that we tend sometimes to slice and dice in terms of demographics. Domestic violence affects all of those categories.
Mm-hmm.
We know that 1 in 4 women is a victim of domestic violence at some point in her life. We know that approximately 1 in 7 children grow up living in a home with domestic violence. Those numbers are nationwide numbers, but we're not immune to that in Shasta County. And you're right. We have an environment where people are coming forward. And the only other caveat I'll say with those statistics is that these are the numbers that are reported. You know, so we think that even though these numbers sound really high, that there are still many more cases and many more people being affected.
Right, because people are secretive about it. Many, not all, but many. Like you said, keep it in the family. Don't tell people, you know, buck up, get out there, you know. Your mom or your dad or your uncle or your grandparent, somebody had a bad day. All right? Okay, we're going to take a break on that note. More with One Safe Place when we come back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio and KCNR1460.com. Streaming live, this is Carlin Lindebaugh with Free Fire Radio, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals, definitely recognized by Watson's Health and is a fully accredited chest pain center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back. Give me love. She gave me love, love.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico. Rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Wind River Resort and Casino has Monday Night Football, the best day of the week. So come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens inside season. Score big with our stadium snack, half off during the game. Play hard, win easy with more prizes, cash, and free slot play. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. So get your team gear on, grab your friends, and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan Puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. you get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Oh, give me love, my. Oh, give me love.
How cool is that? Nathan at the helm came up with some good music there, buddy. Thank you so much for being here on this Friday with us. It's Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR. A reminder of some of the things that are happening this weekend.
Well, we've got the, of course, the Wind River
Powwow.
Stillwater Powwow that's going to be down at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, where we have the Native Americans and the Cowboys got together.
That's cool.
And this is great because it's free, and there's going to be people, nations from all over the United States and Canada, going to be here performing, and it's going to be a super event. It's, the first one is, the grand entry is at 7 o'clock tonight at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. Like I said, it's free. Tomorrow, it's at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and on Sunday, it's at 2 p.m. Also, the Shasta County District Attorney's Office is having a bull-a-thon next week. At October 8th from 4:30 to 7:30 at the Country Bowl on Bocelli Lane. And please contact Brianna at 530-245-6322 to register your team. And teams of 4 to 6 players.
How much fun.
The money goes to domestic violence programs here in our county.
That's cool. And on Sunday, yesterday when we were, when I co-hosted with Trish, you know, Trish is involved in the Anderson's Frontier Senior Center. And on Sunday, the first Sunday of the month, they do a fabulous breakfast for $8. I mean, the pancakes and the sausage and the eggs, it's just good. And the money goes towards supporting the Frontier Senior Center, which is a vital part of the Anderson community. So we'll probably go there, but folks are coming in on this week, tonight, actually. So we're going to probably take them there on Sunday morning, but encourage all of you, if you're looking for something to do Sunday morning, to go take your family there, and it's just really great. All right, let's get back to the program here. We've got One Safe Place with Jessica Stork and Rebecca Bear. We've been discussing... And Jessica is with the Children's Services. She's a liaison. We've been discussing what happens with children in domestic violence and the development of the brain. And, Rebecca, you were talking about at the break, you had some statistics. Why don't we just roll with some of those things now?
Yeah, sure thing. I want to say that the CDC acknowledges that witnessing a mother being abused is one of the top 10 traumas a child can experience. Sometimes I think we don't take it as seriously as it really is for kids. That the children's developing brains and central nervous systems, they're so profoundly affected by these adverse childhood experiences that they're the root cause of many chronic diseases, most mental illnesses, and violence. A person who grows up living in a home with domestic violence is 6 times more likely to commit suicide. They're 50% more likely to abuse drugs or alcohol. And the research even shows that they will start using drugs or alcohol at an earlier age than their peers, and that they're 74% more likely to commit a violent crime and become a part of the juvenile justice system.
So that those are interesting statistics. And one of the things I think, you know, we were discussing is that if a woman or a mother is saying, oh, I just need to stay, they aren't. We're hoping that this conversation this morning on the air may ring a bell for maybe a friend, a neighbor, or somebody to maybe listen to this program again or get the help, because what happens is the adverse effects of being in domestic violence has on children. Don't leave for yourself. Leave for your children.
It's so hard to leave. I think that's one thing that we get asked a lot as domestic violence advocates is, why didn't the victim leave? We don't want a victim shame whatsoever, but the bond that people form is human. It's human to bond with other people. And so there is this psychological thing that is happening that nobody in the room, can really describe. And at one point, you know, there was love in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it was maybe that person's version of love. Everybody has a different version. We talked about that a little bit earlier, is what's normalized in relationships as you grow up and what you see. And so what's normal for you. But people don't leave for a number of reasons. And I think that as domestic violence advocates, we understand that. And we know how hard it is to leave. As I've really educated myself, since I am still relatively new with One Safe Place, I think that if it's sort of like a looking back in the past and saying, wow, if I knew then what I know now about the effects that it had on children or the kids, you know, wow, would I have left sooner? Or if I would have been armed with this information, if the myth that staying was better for my kids than leaving, would that have affected my decision, or would it made it any easier? It's difficult to leave. Would it have made it any easier for me to leave knowing that what my kids were experiencing and living through was actually really one of the worst things that kids can experience in their lives.
Damaging. Okay, so that was beautifully put. Jessica, can you elaborate?
So on average, it takes a person 7 times before they actually leave a domestic violence relationship. So oftentimes when we're looking at families and parents who are trying to escape an abusive situation with their children, we have to recognize that oftentimes there is that back and forth. They do leave for a little while, and then they're pulled back, whether it's something that the perpetrator is doing or whether it is that bond that they have with that perpetrator, or the mindset, oh, I don't want to separate my family. Let's try to make this work for the children. So 7 times on average before someone effectively leaves that relationship for good. And during that time, it's extra trauma going back and forth, back and forth. You've got to think about it this way. For a family with children, it's kind of like they're going to an environment where there is no domestic violence. Then all of a sudden, their parents are going back into that environment, back and forth, until they effectively end the relationship for good. And they get that permanency that they really need, that stability, that safety that they need.
So when children witness their mother being abused or their father being abused, the internal combustion that must go on has got to be so damaging.
Absolutely. In fact, there's actually a term for that. There's different types of stress that people experience. Through the eyes of a child, there's, positive stress is one of them. Through the eyes of a child, that an example of that would be like learning how to ride a bike. It's exciting, a little scary, but it's a positive stressor. Then there's tolerable stress, like having your best friend move away and not being able to see them every day. It's hard, but you have support. And then there's toxic stress, and exposure to domestic violence falls under the category. And that is the situation where they are put, where they feel threatened, and then they don't have any support. Because when there is ongoing domestic and violence in a home, their parents are not supporting them. They're not there. Their parents are engaging in violence. And so they don't have anyone to help them regulate. They don't have anyone to calm them down.
We are talking about domestic violence, but let's go into the subject of bullying and the trauma of children being in an environment where there is stress from schoolmates that are behaving in a way and not having support from teachers or parents. or hiding the fact that something horrible has happened at school. How do you deal with that?
So it can be really hard for children because, you know, children are learning. They're learning every day. Adults are learning. We all grow. But when you're not, if you're not familiar with tools to help you get through that situation, you know, and you don't have that support, that is another type of toxic stress that is going to be damaging to them as well. I think it really comes down to helping children learn about what supports are available to them in the different routes, because sometimes it's more than just go tell a teacher. Maybe it's something else that they need first before they feel comfortable to talk to a teacher, to talk to a teacher about it.
Well, it's wonderful that there's all of these, the outreach that you're doing now that when I grew up, I don't think we had these kinds of things. You had a nurse at school and the vice president, or the president of the school, and that was it. You didn't, I don't think you had support groups or anything like that. People couldn't go, you know, it was a big secret for things to go on, and God forbid you came home and told your parents, you know. So anyway, I think it's really healthy what you guys are doing. We're going to take a break. When we come back, an early break, more finally some statistics to go into the neighbor weekend with. And Carl, I'm sure you have some questions.
Oh, yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. It's man's last stronghold, the only place I've had my hair cut in 15 years. Trying to sneak down there again today. They work by appointments only. And you can give them a call at 530-244-9478. Make your appointment. Walk in. Get your haircut. Walk out. Never had a bad haircut there. And like I said, man's last stronghold. And it's better-known business. Cypress Square Barbershop right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back with One Safe Place.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from, and right now they're on sale. They are drought tolerant, and it's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-resistant shrubs and trees. We have our summer sale going on now with 20% off 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
By 2030, it is estimated that there will be 71 million people aged 65 years old and older in America. As the number of older Americans increases, so will the number of caregivers needed to provide care. According to PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, caregiver burnout can occur. Be aware of the warning signs. Emotional and physical exhaustion. Withdrawal from friends, family, and other loved ones. Loss of interest in activities which you previously enjoyed. Changes in appetite, weight, or sleep patterns. Getting sick more often. Feelings of alienation, helplessness, or hopelessness. Excessive use of alcohol, medications, or sleeping pills. Feeling stressed in a patient's presence. If you recognize the warning signs, contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 530-842-1687 for your free caregiver support books. Call 530-842-1687 or visit our website at psa2.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Hold my hand. Okay. We're here with, it's Friday, it's 10 till 9, another grueling 2 hours almost here, and
it's been a big week. Last year we were doing remote city, okay?
We've been doing live remotes all week, and then tomorrow or tonight we're going to be out at the Stillwater Powwow. Tomorrow, Bark, Wine, and Brew sold out, but we're going to be emceeing there. And so, anyway, welcome back to the show. And we're here with One Safe Place. And because it's Friday, and we want to finish on a more positive note. Now, next month, tomorrow, starting tomorrow, is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Shasta County District Attorney's Office is having a bowling tournament. It's called Strike Out Domestic Violence. It's a bowl-a-thon. That's going to be next Saturday, at October 8th, from 4:30 to 7:30. And all the funds that they raise there, because as you sign up for the teams, I think they've still got room for a couple more teams. All the money goes to domestic violence programs here. And, in fact, it's for children to go to a camp here in Shasta County, kids who are victims of domestic violence, so they can be around, kind of get a break, get a week off, and be able to be around other kids so they can see how they've handled it and all this. So we're here with Rebecca Bear and Jessica Stork. So let's talk about some positive things that have resulted from y'all's actions.
So luckily we have had the privilege to work with a wonderful amount of people in our community and helping them find some resources, some support as they make difficult choices going ahead with their lives, trying to find a way to begin again, to find safety. And I think that is an amazing impact. I can say one success story that I've had recently is a person who I've been working with recently shared with me that because of the information and education I'd been providing, they were able to successfully end their abusive relationship. They recognized the red flags and they realized that it was best to focus on themselves and their children. And for me, that was, it's such a privilege hearing those stories, knowing that what we do has a positive impact on families.
Is there a way, and I see it on these little reels, that is there a way for somebody to tell others that they're in trouble? That something, you know, it's either a note or it's a sign or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of resources out there, a lot of education, a lot of knowledge, but really what it takes is having a good support person that that is trusted, that can pull you aside and say, hey, I love you, I care about you, and I see what's going on. Is there anything I can do to help you and to support you?
And that makes a big difference, then, of course.
Absolutely.
Rebecca, do we have any future like events coming?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Well,
you know, it's fundraisers for One Safe Place.
Love it. Well, with October being Domestic Violence Awareness Month, we're going to be putting out so much information on social media that will be our main channel to share information with the community. So we ask everybody to, you know, follow us, like us on Facebook and Instagram as well. We are getting ready for our annual crab feed.
Yes.
February 4th.
Beware crab population. Your Reading is having their crab feed.
The crab feed. the first Saturday of February in 2023. So those committees are forming. We can always use help, you know. So if anything that we've talked about is something that you want to get behind and support, you just call our business office at 244-0118. I don't want to forget to mention as a resource that we have a 24-hour crisis line. So as Jessica was talking about all the resources that are available and what people can do to help, if you're a bystander, if you're somebody who's not experiencing domestic violence in your own life or relationship, but you know somebody who might be working with it, mm-hmm. You as a bystander can call our crisis hotline, 244-SAFE, S-A-F-E, which is 7233, 244-SAFE, to ask for help, to ask for advice and how to handle the situation. And so for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, we're making a really big push to be out in the community. We have several speaking engagements lined up already with community groups. In fact, that kind of kicked off this week. And so some folks are out in the community this morning with different groups educating and answering questions. And so if anybody listening wants more information, would like for, you know, any of our staff members to come in and give a presentation about these topics, we're available to do that as well.
Okay. And the big crab feed that's going to go in February, if you've never been there for some reason, you owe it to yourself one time.
One time.
And that's your big fundraiser. So,
and that brings a lot of money.
We need to raise over $100,000 in one night. It's a huge undertaking. We're looking for sponsors right now, so we've got a few folks already signed up. Mm-hmm. The best way to ensure a seat in the building is to be a sponsor. This event sells out every year.
Right.
And we start filling tables with sponsors, and so you get the best place to sit and the best treatment as a sponsor. We sell tables, and then if we have seats left, we'll sell tickets, but the best way to get in the house is to be a sponsor. So if you're interested, please give me a call.
And that's, you know, we close our eyes, and before you know it, months, it just flies by. And so we really appreciate Jessica Stork. You are the Children's Services Liaison, plus you have another title.
Yes, I'm also the Domestic Violence Specialist at One Safe Place.
All right, and so you are dealing with these every day. I mean, these situations every day, and you have a client list. You're saying that you're, and the success rate of what it is to be able people to come through whatever darkness or whatever mindset there is to be able to say, okay, I'm going to.
I imagine one is a success rate.
Well, I think every person matters and every story matters. So every time I hear something positive, you know, I cheer my clients on. I'm so happy. It's such a great accomplishment.
All right.
You know, did I hear rumors that there could be dancing in the future?
You're really paying attention.
Yeah.
At the crab feed.
At the crab feed, we're going to have an after party. And so Lance Michael Cornwell, who's local mm-hmm. band and actually getting some regional and even national opportunities, has so generously agreed to be a part of that after party and do a full set for us after the crab feed. So
that's in a whole other building with whole other tickets. So there's more money to be made there.
And yep. For lots of people who just want to be a part of helping One Safe Place raise money, for people who want to come have a good time with Lance and the band, we're going to be there for an after party, and we have to lock the doors by midnight, and I'm guessing they're going to be pushing us out so they can lock the doors. Like, we're looking forward to a really good time.
Okay.
That's great. We have a few minutes left. Closing thoughts, Jessica.
Well, I just want to say to anyone out there that is experiencing domestic violence that there are people out here that want to support you, that want to help you, that want to connect you with resources. Again, we have our 24-hour crisis hotline. We always have advocates and people that are compassionate and ready to listen to you and hear you out, even if all you want to do at the moment is talk.
And Rebecca?
You know, I just want folks to know the kind of courage that it takes to make that phone call or walk through the front doors at One Safe Place. I'm not happy that people have to be there, but when I see folks walk through our front door, I just want them to know that we are happy that they're safe, and that they've taken that step, and that no matter what happens after that initial contact with us or that initial appointment, that we're always going to be there. You're not alone. The stories that we hear from survivors is that there is hope on the other side. That once you can get on the other side of, you know, the abusive relationship, once you can get into a healthier space, you really start to develop that hope. You really start to see the possibilities, of what your life can be. And I think about the few folks that I've had an opportunity to work with since I've been at One Safe Place. And these folks are really thriving. And if you didn't know it, you wouldn't know that this trauma and this darkness was a part of their life, because they really are on the other side of it. So I'm thankful for the community support, but more importantly, thankful for the courage that our victims show to get themselves safe and their children safe.
Great. Thank you very much, ladies. Thank you for everything you do, and thank you for everything One Safe Place does.
Thank you.
Remind everybody that tonight is the first iteration of the Stillwater Powwow down at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. It starts at 7 p.m. for the Grand March. If you look close, I'll be there with my lovely father-in-law. We will not be dancing tonight. However, we will be there. And then tomorrow at 2 and 7, they're having the powwow. Tomorrow night, of course, is